This is a recording of Legacy Planning with Anthony Dietrich for Saturday, October 31st, 2015. Legacy Planning can be heard every Saturday from 2 to 3 p.m. here on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
WMAL News at 2. Good afternoon and happy Halloween. I'm Steve Burns. All indications point to some sort of a technical failure as to why a Russian metro jet crashed in the Sinai Peninsula of Egypt this morning. According to the Russian embassy, all 224 people on board are dead. It was headed from the resort town of Sharm el-Sheikh back to St. Petersburg.
The search area is about a 5-mile diameter. They're expecting to expand that. 129 bodies now have been recovered. They've been taken to the Red Sea city of Suez.
Correspondent Ian Lee there, he says the pilot had radioed about technical issues and had asked to make an emergency landing, though another complication could be arising as ISIS is claiming responsibility for taking the plane down. Russian and Egyptian officials say they had nothing to do with it, though.
It would be very difficult for them to carry out such an attack. ISIS just does not have the sophisticated weapons it would take to bring down this plane.
But the area where the plane crashed is largely known as territory of the local ISIS affiliate. The first of 6,000 federal inmates in prison for minor drug offenses are being released this weekend. President Obama in the weekly address.
We know that having millions of people in the criminal justice system without any ability to find a job after release is unsustainable. It's bad for communities and it's bad for our economy.
Secretary of State John Kerry says the U.S. troops headed from Iraq into Syria are there solely to help fight the local ISIS affiliate, and he'd welcome more help.
It is the right judgment to take on Daesh additionally and to bring other nations along in this fight, and every nation in the world will benefit. And every nation in the world, frankly, has a responsibility to step up and be part of this, one way or the other.
It'll be an unprecedented gathering of GOP campaign leaders this weekend, trying to set the ground rules for future debates after what happened this past week with CNBC.
Some of these campaigns want shorter debates. Some of them want longer debates. Some of them want more time, less time. I'm not sure how much common ground these candidates will be, these campaigns will be able to find. But basically, the future of all the debates is somewhat up in the air.
It's correspondent Brian Stelter. Woodson High School in Fairfax County is banding together after six students were sent to the hospital in a chemical fire yesterday.
This Woodson High School student says,
"This is crazy. Like, this was definitely not expected.
Especially since
lectures on safety is a first day, like, just like SRNR stuff, but that's what we talk about first day."
This student says they wear goggles and aprons when doing experiments, but
usually demonstrations, you don't wear anything because the teacher is just showing you a cool experiment.
Yesterday, the teacher was doing a demonstration to show students different colors of fire when the chemical fire started. At Woodson High School, Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
And it's another legal challenge for fantasy sports sites. Redskins wide receiver Pierre Garçon is filing a class action lawsuit against FanDuel for using his name and likeness.
The suit claims that the daily fantasy sports website FanDuel used Pierre Garçon's image in contests, ads, and infomercials without his consent, and that, quote, FanDuel knowingly and improperly exploits the popularity and accomplishments of NFL players. It comes after the federal government launched an investigation into FanDuel and rival fantasy gaming site DraftKings earlier this month. The probe came after questions emerged as to whether employees of the fantasy gaming sites were using insider information to manipulate games. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
We'll check on the streets and the skies next.
Weekends on WMAL. Listen for Heroes Talk Radio with David Aaron Saturdays at 5 a.m. Hear Garden Sense at 8. At 9, it's Legally Speaking with Mike Collins. At 10, hear Rick Edelman. At noon, catch the Mutual Fund Show. At 1, it's Mortgage Radio. And at 2 p.m., it's Legacy Planning. Sunday mornings, it's the Eric Stewart Show, pointing you home at 7. Plan for Life Now with Dave Murray and Steve Killiani at 8. The Wise Investor at 9. Retirement Protection Radio at 10. The Underwriter's Corner at 11. Dr. Tom Rosell Live at noon. Behind the Curtain with Jack Bergman at 2. And Trading Up at 3 on WMAL.
Every night, one snores and the other can't sleep. It seems like there's no end to it. But now, there is a quick and easy-to-use solution. A natural solution. SnoreStop. SnoreStop was created and tested by a team of physicians and has been helping couples sleep for over 18 years. It is the number one selling anti-snoring medicine in the U.S.
Thank you, SnoreStop. You saved my marriage.
SnoreStop sprays or tablets are now available nationwide at a store near you. Or you can go online at SnoreStop.com. Don't wait. It's time to try SnoreStop and make everything every night a better night for both of you.
Thanks, Snorestop. Now I'm back in the bedroom.
So don't wait. Try Snorestop, the number one selling anti-snoring medicine in the U.S. Spray or tablets are available today at a store near you or online at snorestop.com. That's snorestop.com. Snorestop, keeping you together.
At 2:05, see if there are any tricks or more treats out on the road today with Jim Bartow. He's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
3rd Street Northeast between Oglethorpe Street Northeast and Nicholson Street Northeast is closed for police activity. In Sterling, Pacific Road at Prentice Drive, utility work is going on. The left lane and right lane will be alternating closures in both directions until 3 o'clock this afternoon. They continue working on that crash on Maryland 97 northbound at Blue Ridge Avenue and watch for debris in the roadway on Maryland 214 at Birdsville Road. And now the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Solid trick-or-treating weather for you. Mostly sunny this afternoon as we get into the low 60s. We head down to a low of around 50 tonight. Tomorrow's not so nice. We get into the low 70s, but we have overcast skies. Could see a drizzle here or there. Right now, 56 in Warrenton, 59 in Silver Spring. We're at 58 degrees here in D.C. I'm Steve Burns on Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed on this program are not the views of 105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL.
Anthony Dietrich is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors, Inc., an SEC-registered investment advisor. Anthony Dietrich Retirement Wealth Advisors and WMAL are not affiliated. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with a professional specializing in the fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investment regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested.
This is not the time to be complacent.
I'm honest. It wasn't.
Tired of all the financial noise?
Bye. This is crazy.
Will someone please make some sense?
We want to help people get to the point to where they are confident their retirement game plan is going to win for them. Let's make sure that you're a success.
I need someone who speaks to me.
It's not necessarily your number, you know, how much have you saved, but how much is that going to be able to generate in terms of income for you?
Welcome to Legacy Planning with Anthony Dietrich. A look at strategies on how to grow and protect your hard-earned savings.
We want to get people to a point in their life to where they can hit the permanent snooze button because they have won the money game.
This is Legacy Planning with Anthony Dietrich.
Good afternoon and welcome once again to Legacy Planning with Anthony Dietrich. My name is Randy Cook. I'm here each week with Anthony as we talk about the issues of retirement and we try to answer those tough questions. Do you have enough to make it into the retirement and through the retirement that you're looking for? What's your number? How much do you need? All those questions seem to be the same thing and we try to help answer those questions or at least give you some guidance along the way to see if we can figure all that out and if we need to make some adjustments along the way. Our expert in this area is Anthony Dietrich, who's been helping people just like you for the last 15 years. Hello, Anthony. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Randy. How are you? And as always, how is everybody that takes the time to hear what we have to say? I know that, as always, Randy, we've got a show full of really good information, issues, obviously, that people are going through right now, concerns that folks have, obviously. You know, I mean, let's face it. The market's been very strange, for lack of better words. It's been up. It's been down. It's been all over the place. Folks are very, very concerned as to what to do and how to go about their planning for retirement. And especially, Randy, obviously those that are much nearer to retirement than those that have a lot of time. And, you know, it seems like the concerns seem to overlap amongst folks where they're obviously concerned about what to do with what they have, how to be able to generate enough income to be able to survive in retirement, how to minimize the volatility from the markets and such, and how to have an even-keeled, steady retirement that they can count on, Randy, and not have to worry about, and something that where when they have it set up properly, it allows them to sleep at night knowing that they're fully confident in what they're doing and knowing that their retirement is going to be safe, it's going to be secure, and it's going to be ever long lasting. And that's ultimately where we want to help people get to, Randy, is to get to that point.
Well, a lot of people have a lot of questions when it comes to getting toward retirement. You know, that whole business of how much do I need? And we try to answer that question here. And the problem is that all of the things around us seem to be moving. There's a lot of things moving around and kind of affects us in what we do need. And here's an example right here in our first story. This comes from Fox Business. Now, if you're in your 50s or maybe early 60s, you may have some kids that are either graduating from high school or graduating from college. And there was a report out this week from NerdWallet that talked about that graduate and when they will retire. Take a listen.
Attention, class of 2015. You may have to be at least 75 years old before you can retire. A new NerdWallet study finding that rising student debt, high rent, and poor investment strategies, all to blame. The study suggests that millennials should live at home until at least they are 25 years of age and then invest more aggressively, which I'm sure is music to the ears of all the parents.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, right.
So in any event, Anthony, they keep moving the bar. I mean, you know, retirement age at one point was 62 and then 65 and then Social Security age 66, 67. They keep trying to move that. And now they're talking about a retirement age of 75.
Right.
That just brings a whole new factor of different items in here that could possibly change for us. If you're 10 or 15 years away from retirement, we have to kind of factor all this in, don't we?
Oh, no question you have to, Randy. The problem, though, with a lot of folks is sometimes you don't have a choice if you can continue to work longer. I know that it happened in my family with my father. You know, he was forced aggressively, for lack of better words, out of corporate America, and he had, you know, he was very high up on the ranks there, and he had ultimately happened is he had a very, very large target on his back, and at the end of the day, he was just a very, very large expenditure to his company, or companies as it seemed to be. And he was forced more into retirement than willingly going into retirement. So ideally, if you need to work longer, you're able to. But oftentimes, that's not necessarily the case, Randy. So all the more reasons why it absolutely, positively just makes sense to start taking control of your future, start putting things in line, start getting yourself into a position where you can make more of those choices, and then ultimately get yourself to the point where you make the decisions and you're not forced to make the decisions.
That's a great, great point. What if they do move the Social Security age up? Wouldn't you like to know and say, sit down with somebody and make a plan that says, if I retire at 65, this is how much I'll need, and that's in place. Mm-hmm. If I retire at 67, then this is in place. If I retire at 70, if I have to work until I'm 75, this is in place. Wouldn't you like to know how much money you have, how long that money is going to last, and if it's going to last through the retirement that you're looking for? That's what we do here with Legacy Planning and Anthony Dietrich. Here's our number. It's 866-80-ASSET, 866-80-ASSET. Our website is legacyplanningradio.com. So no matter what the outside influence are saying, take it into your own control. Figure out what you have, how long it's going to last, and more importantly, really, if there's a gap there, let's fill that gap. Anthony, have you found that where you sit down with someone and say, okay, this money's going to last you to 80. I don't know if it's going to last you to 85. Let's figure that out.
Yeah, I mean, that's the reality that you must face. Is what you have going to be enough for you to, number one, obviously maintain your lifestyle? And then if so, for how long? You have to be very realistic with yourself and with your numbers. You know, that's one thing that I try to help people realize is that obviously if you're working with X amount of dollars and you're taking out Y amount of dollars, how long is that going to be able to last? Are you putting or causing too much strain on your portfolio? Are you expecting too much? At the same time, are your assets in such a position where you're taking on so much risk where if the littlest thing goes awry or if the wind blows in the wrong direction or the market decides to take a little bit of a breather, it just significantly throws you off track. So you want to be careful with that as well. So obviously, we want to take the time to analyze where are you, what's going on with what you have, how much risk are you taking, how much is it actually costing you for what you're doing, and then what kind of an income strategy can we develop off of what you're doing? And let's be realistic about it. What kind of a withdrawal rate are you expecting out of your portfolio? And what kind of a withdrawal rate is realistic out of your portfolio, and is that going to be able to last? And if it's not, well, then you know what? It's better to find out now than 10, 15 years into retirement, because at least now you can continue to do things, because like we were just talking about, if you need to, you can work a little bit longer, or you can work a little bit less, a little bit longer, if that makes sense, Randy. Maybe taking on maybe perhaps a part-time job to supplement your income, so you can allow your assets to continue to build without you having to pull so much off of them. And at the same time, Randy, one thing that we absolutely need to make sure that people incorporate into their game plans when they're thinking about their exit strategy, meaning their income strategy in retirement, is the fact that they might need a certain amount of dollars today, but we need to adjust that amount for inflation. So we need to be able to make sure that they're going to be able to take out more and more and more down the road. And again, what's that impact on their portfolio? Let's get this right, and let's do it the best possible, most efficient way.
Great, great points. You're listening to Legacy Planning with Anthony Dietrich. Our number, 866-80-ASSET, 866-80-ASSET. And today, we're just sitting down and saying, you know, do you have enough? Everybody wants to know that. How much do I need in retirement? What's my number, said those commercials. And that's really not the question. It's what can that number do for you? But we're trying to drill down a little bit and say, let's get outside those outside influences. Let's put yourself in the driver's seat. Let's not worry about the markets and the government programs and the inflation and the taxes. Let's get that taken care of and get all those questions answered. You can do that by sitting down with Anthony Dietrich. Absolutely free. It's 866-80-ASSET and get those questions answered. 866-80-ASSET. Online, it's legacyplanningradio.com. Glad you brought up inflation, because that's where we're going to go next here, Anthony. Here's a new survey from the Senior Citizens League that says that seniors have lost 22% of their buying power in the last 15 years, since the year 2000. So as we approach retirement, I guess the question is, how do we maximize what we have? And then even as you just said, increase our paycheck in retirement as we move in through retirement, because we can't just sit stagnant like a Social Security check for the next 20 or 30 years.
That is absolutely correct. How are you going to be able to maintain your lifestyle, not just in the first couple of years in retirement, but what about that 15th or that 20th? I don't know about you, Randy, but a 22% cut in your income, that is pretty significant. The issue with that, though, when it's over an extended period of time, is perhaps maybe you don't realize that, because it doesn't happen all of a sudden, but over time it happens, of course. So if it's just a 22% loss, Randy, over the last 15 years, how much more is it going to be in the next 15 years? Remember that compounding effect of that loss. So it is so important to make sure that, again, you are adjusting your portfolio correctly and wisely to not only minimize risk as you're getting into retirement, I can't stress that enough, Randy. It's minimizing risk. I'm not saying eliminating risk. I'm not saying taking your money and hiding it under your mattress. I'm saying minimize your risk, the ability for you to go backwards. Just because, Randy, you are minimizing your risk doesn't mean you are eliminating your possibilities for nice, decent returns on your money. We have many clients that enjoy very, very nice, steady returns on their money, and they do not have a dime of their money at risk, and they are able to enjoy their retirement. They don't have to worry about what's going on in the economic realms all across the world, because it has no bearing or effect as to whether or not they're going to be able to maintain their lifestyle. They've made decisions and choices, and they've planned out their retirement to protect themselves from those outside forces. Those outside forces, Randy, in addition to inflation, can be a major, major I got you. I mean, think about it. This is the reality that we live in nowadays, is that decisions that are made halfway across the world affect your world, in your neighborhood, in your household. That can be very, very scary if you're getting into retirement.
You're listening to Legacy Planning with Anthony Dietrich, and doesn't it sound like something you'd like to look into? Minimizing the risk in your holdings, but still making sure that your money's moving forward. That's kind of, I guess, what we're all looking for. Give Anthony a call. It's 866-80-ASSET, 866-80-ASSET. Let's take some of those outside influences out, the markets and the government programs and the inflation and the taxes, and let's find out, what are the chances that your money is going to make it through retirement? Let's answer that question. Let's sit down and work that out. 866-80-ASSET is our number. LegacyPlanningRadio.com is where you can find us online. Coming up next, we'll take a look at some of the myths. We'll be myth busters coming up next. Take a look at some of these rules in retirement. Are they true? Are they not true? Let's take a look at them next on Legacy Planning with Anthony Dietrich.
Annuity guarantees rely on the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurer. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by retirement wealth advisors.
It can be very stressful watching the value of your retirement funds decline, especially when financial news outlets claim that the 2015 market will continue to fluctuate. But if you've turned off all of your TVs, radios, smartphones, and tablets to avoid hearing what the stock market is doing, you most likely have your retirement nest egg in the wrong place. Anthony Dietrich can help make sense of things for you. Anthony will give you an in-depth analysis of your portfolio and develop a retirement income strategy to help ensure you are receiving the maximum benefit provided by law. Don't spend one more day stressing about outliving your retirement. Call Anthony Dietrich at 866-80-ASSET. That's 866-80-ASSET or visit LegacyPlanningRadio.com. By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance products, including annuities, licensed in Virginia.
This is a special announcement for men with ED. A local medical clinic is offering free doses of a breakthrough ED medication to the first 75 men who call now. This offer is to spread awareness about a treatment that's 98% effective, even for men who can't take prescription ED medications. You'll receive a personalized, custom blend of the latest FDA-approved medications formulated to treat sexual performance problems caused by diabetes, cardiovascular problems, low testosterone, or depression. Your appointment will be at a private and professional medical office with a doctor representing a physician network that has helped over 50,000 men regain their performance in just one office visit. If you thought your ED symptoms were untreatable, don't miss this opportunity to get a free dose of a highly effective, rapid-acting medication. This offer is limited to the next 75 men who call. You must act now to reserve your free dose of this breakthrough treatment. That's 800-931-2600, 800-931-2600, 800-931-2600. Brought to you by Boston Medical Group.
Politician George Barker will do just about anything to get reelected. What did he say when new tolls were proposed on our roads? When he was called out for lying in his campaign mailings? And what has politician George Barker done for you? He's raised your taxes by billions of dollars. He's steered government funding to healthcare centers he makes money from. And he even voted to ban school bake sales. Bake sales? Politician George Barker's priorities are all wrong. It's time we sent a leader like Joe Murray to Richmond. Joe Murray will stop new tolls on roads we have already paid for, like I-66, and fight for real transportation solutions that get us home sooner. He will stop wasteful spending and increase educational opportunities for our kids. And yes, Joe Murray will support school bake sales. George Barker went to Richmond and forgot about us. It's time we sent an active leader like Joe Murray to fight for us in Richmond. Paid for by Joe Murray for State Senate.
I teach philosophy, and my philosophy on investing is simple. Get someone else to do it. That stuff is harder than explaining Nicomachean ethics to freshmen. So I got TIAA CREF. They manage over $800 billion globally, and they've got a lot of industry accolades. Not totally sure what they all mean, but I do know it means they've got my back.
Intelligent investing for the long term. Just what you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA CREF Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
I'm in almost every school bus and classroom. You see me around the neighborhood and you tell me that I'm a pretty good kid.
Well, I'm one out of every five children in America and I'm struggling with hunger.
Please visit feedingamerica.org today and find your local food bank for ways to help.
Every dollar you donate helps provide eight meals for kids like me.
We are Feeding America. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome back to Legacy Planning with Anthony Dietrich. Halloween weekend. And I'm sure you've heard this a few times. Michael Jackson's Thriller, released in 1983. Gosh, that's getting to be a long time ago, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Man. You're listening to Legacy Planning, and our number is 866-80-ASSET. 866-80-ASSET. Give us a call, and we're talking today about the probability that your money is going to make it through retirement. That's a question we all want to know, a scary question this Halloween. And we're trying to help you answer that question today. And Anthony, there are some rules that if you look up online, rules about financial planning or rules about retirement planning, you're going to see some things out there. And this was an interesting article that came from AARP, and it said the five rules of financial freedom. Let's kind of be mythbusters here and take a look at these and see if they're still applying today. Number one is save 10% of your income for retirement. Yes, no, more, less. What do you say?
Well, Randy, you would think that maybe that's a yes, but in actuality, that is a no. Think about it. We just did the segment earlier on the first part of the show, Randy, that the retirement ages are expected to increase up to 75. One of the main reasons why that is because people simply aren't saving enough. People aren't entitled, quote unquote, to pensions anymore. I mean, good luck finding a job where you're going to be able to work at the same employer for the next 40, 50 years of your employment years and be able to ride off in the sunset with that golden watch and that golden parachute called a pension and your benefits. That's not happening anymore. Why do you think, Randy, companies and more companies on a daily basis are more apt to providing their employees with a lump sum buyout versus a pension? Those pensions are major, major weights around those companies' necks, and it's really dragging them down and causing them serious financial issues into the future. So they want to get those employees off of their books. So the need to save more is more important nowadays, Randy, than ever before. I would say 15% by an absolute minimum, if not more, if not pushing 20% or maybe 25. I know that might seem outlandish, Randy, but it all comes from our thought processes and our thinking, whereas if you start out in life with the idea or the notion that you have to save that percentage amount, guess what, Randy? You learn to live without it. And if you're not saving that amount yet, what you need to do, you obviously need to bring on some discipline. And you need to start, of course, and you need to start ratcheting up the amount you're saving. An extra 1%, you're not going to feel. You'll get used to it. You'll adjust. And then you increase it again. You increase it again. It's almost like when you were a kid, Randy, when you had braces. I know back in the day when we had braces, you actually had those retainers mm-hmm. or like a key or whatever, and your mom or dad would have to like crank the key once a night or something like that.
Right.
Kind of the same notion where you just kind of crank it up a little bit at a time. Lo and behold, a couple years later, your teeth are straightened out and you're looking good. So we want to help people get to that point and realize they need to save more money.
Rule number two here that we can take a look at is you need 3 to 6 months worth of living expenses in an emergency fund that you can access quickly. Yes? No? What do you think?
Absolutely, unequivocally, at least that amount, Randy. I can't tell you how many people I sit down with where one of the spouses is either in between quote-unquote careers or is looking to better themselves or has experienced that within the last couple of years. It's almost the norm now, Randy, where every couple to 3 years, you're going to find yourself where you're going to have to bridge yourself from employer to employer. Again, that's the unfortunate facts of the lives that we're in today. And again, unless you're out there actively seeking to protect your financial resources, ooh, you're going to be in for a rude awakening. So you need to be prepared. No question about it. I would hedge toward the 6 months, if not a little bit more than that, Randy.
And all those articles that we've seen about people dipping into their retirement accounts instead of an emergency fund, that just brings up all the more reason to make sure that that particular part of your financial plan is in place. We've got a great list going here from AARP. We're talking about rules of financial planning and acting kind of like mythbusters today. Are they right? Are they wrong? Are they outdated? And what do they need to be? We're going to come back and we're going to pick up on this list coming up next on Legacy Planning with Anthony Dietrich.
Hello. Bet you haven't thought of me much lately. That doesn't mean I'm not coming for you.
I may seem needy, but let's be realistic. If you don't save enough income for me, you may find yourself in a bad spot. How will you pay for your bills or provide for your family? Do you know who I am yet? I'm your retirement. Yeah, I'm coming for you.
Have you been putting off thinking about your retirement? Planning a workable retirement income strategy can be overwhelming, even scary for some, but it doesn't have to be that way. Anthony Dietrich can help you achieve a financially confident retirement to help make sure you have the income you need when you need it. Let Anthony analyze your current portfolio, bring it up to date, and most importantly, match your investment strategies with your age and risk tolerance. Call Anthony Dietrich today for your complete retirement strategy. 866-80-ASSET. That's 866-80-ASSET, or visit legacyplanningradio.com.
Built for business. When you run a small business, your day doesn't end at 5. It ends when the job is done. Manage inventory, process orders, pay bills, check your website. Every day, the to-do list gets longer and longer. Comcast Business understands that. That's why they offer the no-glitch switch. It's the quick, easy way to improve your business's internet. Installation takes about an hour, and if they're not on time, you get a $20 credit. They offer appointments at night or on weekends, so it won't interfere with your business. And if you're not 100% satisfied, you have 30 days to get your money back. You don't have to put up with slow downloads or emails that won't send. Just remember the no-glitch switch from Comcast Business. And cross Switch to Better Internet off your to-do list. Make the no-glitch switch. Call 800-501-6000 or visit ComcastBusiness.com. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. 1 hour install applies to standard installation of one outlet. Money back guarantee does not apply to Ethernet or hospitality services.
Jim, how are you? Come on in.
Bill, this is such a great house.
Thanks. You have 3 beds, 2 baths, and wait till you see the pool.
But how'd you get the down payment?
We didn't have to. We called NASA Federal Credit Union at 1-888-991-NASA and got a zero down fixed rate mortgage with no private mortgage insurance.
You must be saving hundreds a year with no PMI.
More like thousands. And with zero down, we were able to add the pool. I'm telling you, if you're looking to buy a home, you've got to get NASA Federal's zero down fixed rate mortgage with no PMI. It even works for jumbo loans. Just call 1-888-991-NASA. NASA, or visit nasafcu.com/991.
Wow, with zero down and no PMI, we could buy that house Jen liked and furnish it too. But I don't work for NASA.
You don't have to work at NASA to get a mortgage with NASA Federal. Just call 1-888-991-NASA or visit nasafcu.com/991.
Thanks for the tip. Now can I see the pool?
Equal housing lender, NMLS 486583. Offer valid on approved credit for primary residences. Membership eligibility required. For more details about credit cost terms and conditions, call 888-991-NASA.
WMAL! Devil went down to Georgia. He was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind and he was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man sewing on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, "Boy, let me tell you what. I guess you didn't."
A little Halloween style music there for Halloween weekend here on Legacy Planning. Welcome back. Thanks for tuning in today. My name is Randy Cook. I'm here with Anthony Dietrich every week as we talk about the issues of money and some scary things that we're going to be talking about this week in the world of finance. And we're actually going through a list here that they put out at AARP, and it has the rules of financial planning. Anthony, we've been kind of being myth busters here. Number one, save 10% of your income for retirement. We say a little bit more. Have 3 to 6 months worth of living expenses for an emergency fund. We say have a little bit more. Number three on this list, Anthony, is at retirement, you should have 10 to 12 times your final salary in savings. That kind of goes to what we're talking about today. How much do I need in retirement? 10 to 12 times your final salary. What do you say?
No question about that, Randy, if not more. And here's the reason why that is. You're retired. Let's say you're making $100,000 a year, and now you're 66. You're able to qualify for your full Social Security benefits. Let's assume, since you've been chugging away making $100,000 a year, your Social Security is going to be $2,500 a month, and you have $1 million set aside in your 401ks, in your non-qualified portfolio, in annuities, whatever it might be, and your draw rate, say across the board on average, is 4%. That's $40,000 a year. Plus that $2,500 a month from Social Security, that's $70,000 a year. Mm-hmm. That's to be able, if you think about it, to just about maintain what you were making before. So no question you need that. But remember, Randy, That's just to maintain what you're doing now. And why only 70,000 versus 100? Well, if you think about it, your costs are going to be less because you're no longer pumping money into your 401ks. Let's say you were maxing that out and putting 22,005 into there. So that brings you down to 78,500. And then you've got some incidentals. So maybe you're a little bit less than what you were earning before. But remember what we talked about earlier in the show, Randy. You need to incorporate inflation. So we want to have more towards 12%, if not more. That 12%, $1.2 million, and that's going to give you, with a 4% draw rate, $48,000 a year, plus your $30,000 from Social Security. That about puts you out where you are right now. But again, that doesn't include inflation. How much more are you going to need in the future? So we cannot stress enough, Randy, that you can't have enough money saved. You can't ever have too many resources, and you can't have too much to fall back on, let alone if you're married and your spouse was also pulling in X amount of dollars. You need to incorporate that amount in there as well. So the price tag for retirement can be rather steep, but by proper planning, you can get there. Let's find out what you're going to need to be able to maintain not just your lifestyle, but to be able to increase it and continue it throughout retirement. We can accomplish that, or we can help you accomplish that.
The question that we're asking everyone today is, do you have enough? And that's a question that everybody comes to the table with, is how much do I need for retirement? That's what you look up online, a retirement calculator, is how much do you have? How much do you need? And everybody's asking the same question. So we're trying to just kind of focus in on that question today and figure out if there's a gap there and how you fix that gap. And Anthony would love to be able to sit down with you absolutely free. 866-80-ASSET. And let's just go through the exercise. Let's say, what is the number that we need in retirement? And do you have enough? What is the gap? Can we do something about that? There it is. 866-80-ASSET or online, legacyplanningradio.com. Final one on this list, Anthony, is subtract your age from 100 to determine how much you should own in stocks. Yes, no, outdated. What do you think?
I tend to think it's somewhat outdated there, Randy. Mm-hmm. You know, that's old school type of thinking, meaning, you know, the old buy and hold, you know, the stock market's always going to go up, or the stock market's averaged X amount of returns over this time period. We're in a different world, folks. The market's up, it's down, it's all over the place. You need to make sure that you're comfortable with your investments. Also keep in mind that there are innovative programs, products, vehicles out there that aren't brand new. They've been around for quite some time. They've just gotten better and better and better and are specifically designed to aid folks in retirement to max out their returns with utmost of safety and then ultimately max out their income again with the utmost of safety in mind and the utmost of longevity in mind as well. So it's not necessarily black and white anymore where it's stocks or bonds. It's money at risk and money no longer at risk. Even if you're in bonds, Randy, your money is still at risk. It should be more along the lines of, again, as you get closer and closer to retirement, you need to minimize more and more of your risk. And again, we're not talking about tucking your money underneath your mattress. We're not talking about digging a hole in the backyard and burying it. We're talking about putting it into vehicles and programs that have proven track records where your money is completely safe and have actually outpaced market indexes like the S&P 500 over a 10, 12, 15-year time span, again, without risk. The ability for you to earn returns on your money without subjecting it to the I-gotchas of the investment realms that most people are accustomed to, Randy, can significantly improve your overall results.
So just taking a look at some of these rules, save 10%, we say save a little bit more. When it says 3 to 6 months in an emergency fund, maybe a little bit more. Save 10 to 12 times your final salary for savings in retirement, we say yes. And this one, subtract your age from 100 to determine how much you should hold in stocks. Well, I'm 55 years old. That means I should be 55, 45. That might be too conservative. I'm going to have, you know, if I'm going to live another 30 years, can my money grow enough if I'm going to go 30 years on a 50-50 match of stocks and bonds? So these are some of the rules that you can sit down and talk to Anthony about. You've heard about them. is something that you should be following, something that you should be adjusting to, give Anthony a call. It's 866-80-ASSET, 866-80-ASSET. Jen is standing by. You don't get a phone answering machine here. You get a live person, and she'll take a little information from you. You can sit down with Anthony absolutely free and talk about these issues. Do you have enough? Do you have enough money to make it through retirement? Let's answer that question. 866-80-ASSET. All right, this happens to me, and maybe you've put your name in one of these things, too. You're on Facebook, or you're cruising around online, and it says, do you have unclaimed money out there? Maybe you do. Put your name into this website to find out. Well, there's a lot of forgotten accounts out there, people who have had money someplace, and all of a sudden it's there, and somebody passes away, and it's supposed to come your way. Well, there's a lot of different states that have tried to make rules about that. Not so successfully, though.
There's a piece of model legislation, the Uniform Unclaimed Property Act of 1995, but only 15 states have enacted it. Many other states enacted earlier versions drafted decades ago, but some of the biggest states, including California, New York, and Texas, have never adopted any version.
Interesting. Well, Anthony, does it happen to you that people come to the table and they say, well, I've got an old 401k out there, and I think I got an IRA, and my mom gave me some stock years ago, and I just don't know where it is. I don't know what it's doing. I don't know much about it.
Yeah, I come across it all the time, Randy. You'd be surprised, but when we're doing financial analysis of someone's situation, they'll pull out statements where they might have a small IRA, $8,000, $10,000, $12,000 at their bank. Their wife might have one as well, maybe an old 401k that had $6,000 or $7,000 or $15,000 in there. But when you add it all together, that's $45,000, $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, $75,000 perhaps that really isn't working for you. Maybe it's just stagnant. Maybe it's all in cash. I sat down with some folks actually earlier this week, Randy, where they had a very nice, sizable portfolio. However, again, a lot of it was in different places, some old 401Ks, some CDs, things like that. And on the vast majority of the portfolio, they were earning less than 0.5% on. So obviously that's not going to cut the mustard. So, oftentimes we lose track because, let's face it, life is busy. You just don't have time for everything you need to do nowadays. And, I don't know about you, Randy, but it seems like with the advancement of technology that makes your life in a lot of ways easier, but it also stresses you out because now people are expecting information immediately. They're expecting to get a hold of you nonstop, almost 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and it doesn't leave you much time to deal with these issues or important issues, and they seem to just get pushed to the side. I bet you anybody out there can attest to that they have issues in their life that they want and need to get addressed, but because life is just so darn busy, they just simply can't get to it. So it goes into that drawer that everybody has in their kitchen, Randy, that round to it drawer,
mm-hmm.
Where eventually, hey, I'm going to get around to it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that happens. And over time, you can stack up all these different various accounts and holdings that aren't necessarily working hard enough for you just simply because they've been neglected. So let's dust those off and let's get every penny of yours working as effectively as possible.
So when we talk about our question of the day is, do you have enough? Well, you might have enough, but if you don't have that money working for you, what good is it? Let's sit down and find out what that money is. Get it working for you and get it working for your retirement so there is enough. If there's a gap there, then maybe that fills the gap. Give us a call. Sit down with Anthony and let's go through that exercise. It's 866-80-ASSET, 866-80-ASSET, and online it's legacyplanningradio.com. Anthony, you talked about that 401k that might be sitting off to the side there and not being used, but you also talked about 401ks that have bonds in it. That means that's not necessarily a protection. That can actually go down as well as anything else. Well, our friend Patrick Kelly from his book Stress-Free Retirement talks about that, and a man who lost money as he was wanting to take money out of his 401k. Take a listen.
Just because it's in a 401k doesn't mean you can't lose a lot of money. If that 401k is investing in any type of equities and the market's going to have a major downturn like hundreds and thousands of people saw across the country, that when it comes time to retire, that money may not be there. But there are answers. My book, Stress Free Retirement, talks about how you can protect against that. But here's the real problem. The pain got so bad for this individual that he finally had to get out just about the time that the market started to turn.
Locked in that loss, as we like to say here on the program. A tough, tough situation. Anthony, 401ks, very, very common. Somebody comes to the table, maybe most of their retirement savings is in a 401k, and it becomes very important to make sure that it's structured properly. How do you sit down and do that with somebody who's getting close to retirement?
Well, it's a great question, Randy, and it's very circumstantial. It depends, obviously, on your needs, your concerns, your desires, your risk tolerance, and your overall objective, and your ability to handle the ups and downs of the markets. Are you okay with fluctuations in the market? Some people are. Let's face it, Randy, some people aren't. So we need to find that happy medium for you. What's right for that happy medium for you? What's right for you? What's right for your family? What allows you to sleep at night? And then we can formulate the right type of a scenario. At the same time, you could be a retiree that is now going to need to almost immediately start converting that 401k into some kind of an income stream. I sat down with a couple a week ago who he's just retiring, actually just retired last Saturday. Congratulations, by the way. And his need is that they will need to start drawing something out of that portfolio right away, not as much as they're ultimately going to need, but just a bit to bridge them for the next couple of years because he's planning on working part-time. So we wanted to incorporate all of that into what they were doing. And they also had a lot of monies, like what we just talked about, scattered around. They had a bunch of little old 401ks, some previous IRAs at the bank, things like that, that just added up and weren't really doing much for them. They had cash values and life insurance that they weren't paying attention to. They had assets that they can use for retirement that weren't necessarily working as hard for them as they did for it. So we just did some slight restructuring. Rebalance the portfolio correctly, accordingly to their needs, help them generate the income that they're going to need over the next 24 months, and then have that incorporated to then increase up because the plan was for him to work part-time for the next couple of years and then start drawing more off of what they have. And this isn't a knock on financial institutions, but the majority of financial advisors or the majority of financial advisors that people use work for institutions that are very limited as to what they can offer their clientele. So they're going to offer you the best of what they can offer. It doesn't necessarily mean it's the best for you. Are you working with a truly independent advisor that doesn't have their hands tied behind their back, and are they restrained because they can only offer certain programs or certain avenues? You want to be able to uncover every single rock, and you want to be able to look down every path to see if it's right for you so you can truly fine-tune your game plan.
You're listening to Legacy Planning with Anthony Dietrich, and today we're talking about the big question that everybody has. Do I have enough for retirement? What's my number? Is my money going to last for retirement? And wouldn't you like to know the answers to those questions? And if that answer is, you know what, there's a gap here, there's a place where we need to fill in to make sure you have enough, wouldn't you like to know that now? Wouldn't you like to be able to sit down and fill that gap and have a plan so that as these outside influences that we talk about each and every week, the markets, the government programs, the inflation, the taxes, all that go along with it, you can set yourself outside of that stuff? That's what Anthony does for you each and every week here on the program. Give us a call. 866-80-ASSET. Let's get those questions answered for you. 866-80-ASSET or online. It's legacyplanningradio.com. We'll be right back with more Legacy Planning and Anthony Dietrich coming up next.
Albert Einstein said, "The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results."
Here's a question. Are your investments handled differently now than your financial strategies were in 2008? Hopefully they are. But if the market corrects again, are your holdings going to go right down with it? Anthony Dietrich can tell you about retirement income and investment strategies that can potentially help you minimize your risk and perhaps help preserve your gains. Don't let market volatility keep you up at night. Call Anthony today for a complete retirement strategy. 866-80-ASSET. That's 866-80-ASSET. Or visit legacyplanningradio.com. Now's the time to try something different and get different results. By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance products, including annuities, licensed in Virginia. Investing entails risk, including loss of principal. Investment advisory services offered through Retirement Wealth Advisors, Inc.
I'd rather have the pain than the bad shoes. If you're experiencing foot pain, you're not alone.
I actually went to a doctor. Their answer for me was rest, ugly shoes, and anti-inflammatories. So that is when I went to the Good Feet store.
Take control of your foot pain and keep wearing your favorite shoes with Modern Orthotics from the Good Feet store.
The inserts they fitted me with fit in my shoes instead of having to wear some kind of medical type shoe. I wasn't ready for that look.
Take control of your foot pain today. Visit the Good Feet store and experience the relief only Modern Orthotics can provide. And if you or someone you know is inactive due to painful plantar fasciitis, stop by today and get moving in minutes.
It's a simple solution.
Visit the Good Feet store in Rockville on Rockville Pike and Wintergreen Plaza next to Total Hockey. And now open in Vienna at Maple and Park across from Whole Foods.
This is Chris Plant. Go to the Good Feet store, the place to go when your feet hurt.
He's at it again. Craig Parisot caught lying about Kathleen Murphy, so he doesn't have to defend a Tea Party agenda that guts local schools. And if we don't stop him, Parisot will lie his way to Richmond. The truth? Kathleen Murphy has been against tolls on I-66 from day one. Endorsed by the Washington Post, she's fought to invest in our schools and grow our economy. Kathleen Murphy, a delegate we can trust.
I'm Kathleen Murphy, candidate for delegate, and I paid for this ad.
At TIAA CREF, our record sounds like a broken record. We got impressive results in 2013. And 2014? Same thing. We're like, hey, weren't we just here? Then 2015, boom, more impressive results. That's the kind of record you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Intelligent investing, powerful results. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA CREF Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. Investing involves risk.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel!
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Paralyzed Veterans of America, National Service Officers.
We've got an entire generation of men and women who have seen war. They're going to need voices. They're going to need advocates.
Paralyzed Veterans of America is here to help.
We're going to make sure that the Veterans Affairs gives them everything that they're entitled to.
Get all the health care they need.
Making a person's house adaptable for them to go back home and live.
Education benefits.
And we also focus on getting them a job.
And if something happens to the veteran, then, you know, we're the spouse's advocate.
We help our veterans for free.
The way that Paralyzed Veterans of America does that is through their national service officers that are located throughout the United States.
Our work is important because people depend on us.
And they know when they come to Paralyzed Veterans of America, they're going to get the right answer, and they know that we are there for them 24/7, because we are.
Changing lives, building futures. That's Paralyzed Veterans of America. To learn more, visit PVA.org. A public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
It's 3 p.m. For 50 million kids, school's out for the summer. Out for months. Leaving our kids with nowhere to go and nothing to do. Putting three-quarters of them at risk of falling behind. Gives a whole new meaning to the 3 o'clock bell, doesn't it? When school's out for summer, Boys and Girls Clubs doors are open. Support the Boys and Girls Clubs. Visit greatfutures.org.
I had my baby last month.
I just got home from the hospital after surgery.
I take birth control pills.
I smoke.
What do these people have in common? They're all at risk for deep vein thrombosis, or DVT, a blood clot that could lead to a potentially fatal pulmonary embolism. Some people feel pain, others feel nothing. Even without symptoms, DVT can be fatal. Find out if you're at risk. Visit vdf.org/DVT test today. A message from the Vascular Disease Foundation.
105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL.
Welcome back to Legacy Planning with Anthony Dietrich. Our number, 866-80-ASSET. We're trying to help you answer the question today, do you have enough for retirement? And if you don't, Let's find that out right now. Give Anthony a call for a free sit-down, 866-80-ASSET. Anthony, one more article here about 401ks. They have the five frightening facts about 401ks. I think we have time to go through a couple of them here. And you kind of touched on this in our last segment here. Administrative fees could be costing you big bucks. Those fees are things that we're just finding out about. Is there anything we can do about them?
There can be. It depends on your age, obviously, Randy, and, of course, whether or not that's a current 401k or a previous. Now, there's a little-known fact out there that I would say 95% of all employees, once they reach the age of 59 and a half, they have the ability to do a self-directed distribution from their 401k, meaning they can move it to their own IRA. And one of the big reasons why you want to do that, Randy, is because you can get it into your own IRA where you can minimize the cost because, let's face it, there are fees associated with the 401k, and most of the time you don't see them. Those fees can add up to 1% or more, which can knock down nearly $140,000 worth of gains in your account over your working career, assuming that you made $30,000 a year starting at 25. So that's a big chunk of money that you can help improve your performance by minimizing your cost. Plus, Randy, another big thing or another issue that we find with 401ks, and again, just do a simple self-check, is that as the article says, your investment selection is puny, meaning that typically there's 18, 19, maybe 20 selections as to where and how you can invest your money. Well, guess what, Randy? If you move that money to your own IRA, you have unlimited resources as to what you can do. You can have that portfolio now professionally managed by an institution like ours, obviously, and I'm not here to pat ourselves on the back, but a broker-dealer that can help you manage your portfolio properly, that can actively make sure that you're in the right investments at all times, and to make sure that your portfolio is in proper perspective with your risk tolerance and your overall goals and desires. And ultimately, Randy, that is what we believe people are looking for, or imagine the ability to have your money working more effectively for you.
Well, there's a lot more on this list, and there's a lot more to know, and there's always on this program so much more to talk about. But we are out of time for today. We want to make sure that you know that if you sit down with Anthony, we can work on those questions. Do you have enough for retirement? Are you going to run out of money? At what point do you run out of money? Is there a gap there in your particular plan? Let's help fill that gap. Give us a call, 866-80-ASSET, 866-80-ASSET. Find us online at legacyplanningradio.com. Anthony, we've just got a moment left for you to give the last word.
Thank you, Randy, and happy Halloween to you, and happy Halloween to all the ghouls and the goblins out there. It's been obviously a great show. I know we it might have been seeming like you're drinking through a fire hose out there, folks, but you know, we encourage you, if you have questions, if you have concerns, give us a buzz, talk to Jennifer. You could take advantage of our free portfolio review, see what we can do to help you achieve what you're striving for, because again, folks, remember, if you're serious about improving your financial situation, we're serious about helping you. Have a great week. Happy Halloween, and we will talk to you next Saturday.
You've been listening to Legacy Planning with Anthony Dietrich. To find out how Anthony can help you put your retirement money to work for you, call 866-80-ASSET. That's 866-80-ASSET. Online, it's Anthony at legacyplanningradio.com. Tune in again next week for Legacy Planning with Anthony Dietrich here on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
Matt always knew he wanted to be a doctor. That's why he makes the most of every day. To study before breakfast. To work hard. To do whatever was necessary to achieve his goal. He found an answer in the military. If you have a passion, a vision for your future in any field, todaysmilitary.com can be your path to a fulfilling career. You have a calling. We have an answer. Find your way at todaysmilitary.com.
Now entering the cage of doom, Algebra 2! Who will step up to his challenge?
Yeah, I'll do it.
Take on the tough classes now. You need them to prepare for college. Find out which classes you need at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
Women now make up 37% of the workforce, changing their role forever.
Harvard Medical School has now opened its doors to new female applicants.
The first woman is now in space.
The majority of last year's doctorate degrees were earned by women.
We've come so far, but our news is changing for the worse. More women die from heart disease and stroke than men, even though it can be prevented. Make a change at GoRedForWomen.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the American Heart Association's Go Red for Women.
There are many sounds in your daily life. Ones that make you smile. Ones that help you relax. And there are some sounds that can help save lives. Wireless emergency alerts, now on many mobile devices, use a unique sound and vibration to bring you critical information about emergencies in your area. With updates from local sources you know and trust, you can be in the know wherever you are. Learn more at ready.gov/alerts. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Green light. Hey girl, school zone. I'm getting hungry. Car changing lanes. You want to meet me for pizza? Stop sign. Intersection clear. Yeah, street. Pizza sounds good. Ball in street? Girl in street!
It's hard to concentrate on two things at once, like texting and driving. Stop the text, stop the wrecks. How will you stop texting and driving? Tell us at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk.